The next thing I would like to bring to your attention is on the backside of the first page, and that is our goals. Our goal is to build a multi-generational senior center to serve our growing senior population. And we're not looking building a center that's only going to last us 5 years, 10 years. We're looking at building a center that is going to last us 25 to 30 years, the same as this center that we're in right now. I would like to share with you a little story about how we miss something, or we don't miss something until we don't have it anymore. And I see a lot of our seniors. They come out, some of them come out to the farmer's market, and every one of them will say, when is the center going to be open again? Well, of course, we don't know. But that center, not only did it furnish a hot meal for our seniors, it also was socialization. And right now, today, our seniors are not able to do that. And so I think what they're looking at is when the day comes that we're able to open, we are going to even see more and more seniors coming to the center, because it shows them that this is a place where they can congregate and they can see their friends and they can just come and socialize. So I see even our center, once it opens, it's even going to be a more integral part of the population. So the NAP credits, that stands for Neighborhood Assistance Program Tax Credits. What those are, it is funds from the federal government funneled down through the state. Last April, we had all of our ducks in a row to apply for this, and this is for $500,000, $500,000. We had hired a grant writer. Her reputation is excellent and everything. Anyway, we had all of the paperwork ready and ready to go, ready to mail off. 2 weeks before we were to mail it off, that all of those funds were pulled because of COVID. And at this time, we don't know when they're coming back. We expect them someday to come back, but definitely not anytime in the near future. Our fundraising, of course, we have really done really well in our fundraising. And when we get into our building loan and all of that, you'll see how much we have brought in. But right now, we've kind of put the fundraising on a back burner. Of course, we always did the pancake breakfast. That was always a great draw. Of course, with the center not being open, we're not able to do that. So our next thing we are looking at, it's called Buy a Brick, Build a Center. And how that will work is, and right now Loretta is passing out to you our flyer, which that needs to be updated, because again, we were planning on starting this last January, February, and of course the COVID hit and we felt like it was not a good time to do it. But anyway, these are bricks that will be engraved, and the plan is to put these bricks in a walking path around the center. Then the veterans bricks will be in a separate area around the flagpole, more at the front of the building. So it's a fundraising campaign for us. Our goal is to sell 1,000 bricks in 2021. So if we just did a $100 brick, you're looking at $100,000. So we're trying to really hone in on more of our let's say bigger dollar fundraisers where we can net a larger amount of money. Our thrift store, our furniture store, and our farmers market are our three main revenue generating projects. And we opened the furniture store actually January 1 of this year. COVID hit middle of March, and we had to shut down, and we reopened the furniture store and the thrift store May 1st. That furniture store has been such a blessing to us, and we have been so fortunate in getting such nice donations from all of the areas of the county. And we have really, really done real well with our furniture store and along with the thrift store. The farmer's market, again, we don't generate as much revenue, but what we bring to the county as far as having local artisans and local farmers bringing their produce, bringing their crafts, and it has become, as I hoped that it would, in the summertime, it has become a Saturday experience, because we find that whether they're coming to the market before they go yard sailing or before they go to the grocery store, they're still coming to the market first. And we really have had an awesome year. And like I said, this is our fourth year to have done this. What we're looking for partners. And the reason that we are coming to the county, and we know that this is not a good year for anybody as far as funds or available funds. But what we are hoping is that in the future, when we come to the county again, that there might be a possibility that you, as commissioners of the county, partner with us in some way. That whether it be a monetary donation, and I'm not even saying an amount, because that's not for us to say at this time. But what we would like is to be able to come to the county in the future and show you, and that's why we're doing this update today, because I understand, and this was before I was on the board, I understand that I'm guessing that when we bought the land, some of the board came to the county and kind of updated you on what we've done. Well, again, we want the county to be aware this is something that it's not going away. We are going to do this. And we would love for the county to join with us and we get this done. And not today, of course, not next year, but in the future. So, the other thing, and lastly, I will go through quickly, we're very proud of where we've come from as far as how much we took on and how much we have paid off. If you'll look at the last page, that is our loan, okay? When we refinanced with Southern Bank, of course, our loan was $179,000. This is as of January of 2020. Our loan was $178,605. And then, of course, we've listed payments that we have made, that we have transferred. This is profit. When you see payments to principal from the thrift store, this is profits that we have transferred over to pay toward the balance of our loan. As of October 31st, our balance is now $72,319. That's quite an accomplishment when you're talking about. None of us are employed. None of us are employed by the board is all, and I would like to introduce my board here in just a little bit, but, or our board, not my board. but anyway, we are all volunteers. Everything we do is on a volunteer basis. No one gets paid anything. So I'm very proud of that we were able to pay down that loan. Also too, at the same time, our building fund, as of January 31st, our building fund was $25,151. Since that time, and you will see, we've listed the monies that we have received, and one of our large donations was from the sale of the Ozark Mountain Christian Church, and they took their proceeds, and if I remember correctly, they gave their proceeds from the sale of their church. I believe there was five nonprofits here. Boys and Girls Club, we were one of them. I believe they gave some money to CAM. So we were very, very blessed with that donation also. But as of October 31st, our building fund now is $72,277.55. So if you wanted to look at this in reality, we would just have to add about $20, $30, $50, and we would have enough money to pay our land off. Of course, we're not going to do that at this time because We want to keep some money in our coffers. So, but total monies deposited into the building fund from January to October, was $47,126. But I want to thank the commission for your time, for allowing us today to come to you and kind of actually give you an update on what we're doing and where we're at. And I would like to first introduce my board. And I say my, we are a team. We work together. Loretta Anna, she is our newest board member. She just retired actually from the city of Branson, city utilities, right? And so she has been a real asset to us in just the short time she's been on our board. Marilyn Kirtley, she is our secretary. And Cindy Werner is one of our board members. And then Don Moore is our treasurer. And I'm the president. So thank you all. Did you all have any questions at all for us?
You left off pro tem. I know you all have been down.
Actually, we were, but we no longer. Gainesville took over pro tem.
Ah, okay.
Because they were just way, 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 way out there. And Gainesville, they were. I've been to pro tem, and it's an hour's drive one way.
I'm from there. Oh, he lives there.
Oh my goodness. Wow. You have a commute. But anyway, Gainesville now is okay. Taking care of pro tem. Yes. Any others? Oh, thank you all so much.
Thank you. Agreement for Septic System Services, Borman Septic, LLC 20-123, County Commission. I have a letter dated November 19, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the agreement as to form. The term of the agreement is for a period of 1 year, after the date of execution, and the agreement may be renewed for up to two additional one-year periods by order of the County Commission.
I have no questions. Is anyone having questions?
Nope.
Move to approve the agreement for septic system services with Borman Septic, LLC, as a vendor with Cheney County.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Court orders.
First thing I've got for you is personal property paid abatements. Abatement numbers 300332 and 300333. On the one that's ending in 332, taxpayer came into the office, claimed he did not own the Mercury motor on January 1st of 2019. The motor was purchased in 3-2020. And on the one that's ending in 333, taxpayer called, said he paid it on the incorrect vehicle for 2019. He paid on a 2011 Chevy, and he should have paid on a 94 Ford.
Noting that there's documentation on both of those with it to back that up. Call this Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A for abatements, November 23rd, 2020.